out here, or also you can continue discussing on IRC. So I see two questions coming in already on the pad. So the first question is, how did you draw the under braces and over braces? Sorry, Jeff, you're muted on Big Blue Button.
I'm sorry. For some reason, I'm seeing everything twice. I'm hearing everything twice. So it's about with about a 5 second delay. It's strange.
Probably if our stream turned on.
Oh, you're right. Thank you so much. The MPV is showing the big blue button. Okay. Sorry, everyone. Okay, now I'm together now. Let's see. How did I draw the over braces and under braces? LaTeX. That's a SVG, I think, produced by LaTeX through a separate file. I tried to do like a LaTeX code block and didn't get around to it. Also, like the code to produce it in TixEd was like really, really long, so I didn't put it in the notes.
Cool. The next question is, you've got a nice sounding keyboard. What kind is it?
I'm so sorry. It is an Ergodox split keyboard for my wrists. Sorry about the noise.
Awesome. Yeah, no worries. I mean, I like to hear it. We like to hear it. I think a lot of us do. So,
do we have anything on IRC? Nice. Now? Let's see. Someone's asking for ligatures. Do you have any questions, Ben? Charles?
I see a bunch on the pad that I can read for now.
Oh yeah, please do.
Sure. So next question is, do you find that the invasive, quote unquote, reformatting interferes with navigation?
Yes, it does. That is true. Let me see. Yeah, it's weird. The good news is though, you know what? The first thing I did, my first attempt at this, I actually made all of the incoming text invisible and just replaced it with my own text. And that was actually a lot worse. The more of the input that is removed or made invisible, the harder the navigation becomes. So the fact that now I'm just inserting line breaks and spaces makes it a lot easier. And I can still search, and like when I get to the destination of the search, I'm still in proper normal text. So it got a little better by changing my strategy a bit, but it's still a little bit of a problem. Let's see. I'll go look at the Etherpad. Where is it?
Well, I can read the questions from Etherpad if you'd like me to. And then if at any point you want to take the questions from IRC, then feel free to do that as well.
I found it. Can you show us the key bindings or minor map for editing overlays? I have a minor mode key map for increasing or decreasing the level of detail, and the key bindings are like I can't remember what it is. If you go and you look at the source on GitHub, you can see it there. I forgot what I bound them to. So something that I'm allowed to do. You know, they have restrictions on what key bindings you can make in minor modes, and I carefully followed the directions. I don't remember what it was. It's like Control C, P, or something like that. Or yeah, sorry. Your examples were with C++. If you experiment with any other languages, I haven't. I guess this is just a perennial pain point for C++ programmers. So that's kind of why my, and I am one, and I guess that's why my focus was there. You'd probably have to rewrite some of the parsers to use something else. Would it be possible to include overlays in the source file itself? Include overlays in the source file itself. I actually don't understand this question. In the source file itself, there are language modes that do this. I'm not certain I understand that question. Maybe you could edit it a little bit more. Overlays in the source file. What are your plans for TCPU in the future? You know, it's a little fragile. So it might be nice to investigate. Like, I think you can get the compiler to output error messages in different formats, which might be more parsable, or more, the parsing might be more maintainable. That might be an interesting thing to investigate. And the other thing is, I have just one way of reformatting the output where everything on the same level is vertically aligned. But I think some people might want to make more use of the horizontal space on the screen and take the sort of sibling parts of the type and line them up, you know, straight across and take up a little bit less vertical space. Enriched mode. I don't know what enriched mode is. Interesting. Oh, what's my repository link? Let me get that then. I don't know how to format this properly, but it's jefftroll/tspew. Yeah, it's on GitHub. So, something like that. Let's see. This looks like the Etherpad. It looks like all the Etherpad questions. We have one here from Charles. Can overlays work as hypertext so you can link an error message back to the source? Yeah, actually, that's done by default in compilation mode. That's one of the features you get, which has been around for literally decades. Oh, yeah. Is it already there? Yes, it's already there. let's see. Do we have anything on IRC? Let me see. Okay, looks like, it seems like we've run out of questions. Is that true?
Yeah, it seems so. It seems so, although we still have a couple more minutes, like maybe 3-4 minutes on the stream. So, yeah. And then, of course, once the stream does move on to the next talk, folks are welcome to join Jeff here on Big Blue Button if Jeff still has like a few more minutes to like just chat here or ask questions here. That works as well.
Yeah, if anyone's excited about the tool. The notes are available online, right? I uploaded an org file that was my talk, and I actually included some references.
Let me see.
Like at the end, there's some links and stuff like that. Whenever you see like a underlined thing in my presentation, it's like, I was kind of thinking people would have access to the actual presentation itself so they could go and see what it was I was linking to, some PDF somewhere. How annoying is this for multiple compilers? It's annoying, Ben. I basically have separate parsers for Clang and GCC, and I'm not supporting MSVC at the moment. So yeah, that's where I do worry about its fragility, about the way I'm kind of parsing these error messages, which are idiosyncratic. Oh yeah, great. Thank you, Amin. That's good. I should just follow that link, I guess. Well,
Yeah, it's so that you have to like scroll down a little bit underneath the video embedding itself. There's timestamps, and then below the timestamps, I see a bunch of links, including one that says download.org. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what that is. Is that the right one? Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Yeah, you can also see like all of my hacks to org present are in there as well. I followed the System Crafters thing and made a bunch of my own modifications. Org present has this problem where like every slide is every heading is a slide, which I don't like. I kind of want hierarchy, you know. Every level one heading is a slide, and I kind of want hierarchy among the slides, you know. And I had to sort of invent it in that system myself through navigation.
Cool.
Well, it looks like things have quieted down. Shall we call it?
Cool. Yeah, sure. So, yeah, thanks again for the great talk, Jeff, and also to the audience for questions and discussions. People are welcome to stay here on BBB if Jeff has time to continue the discussions and ask any questions they might have. Otherwise, yeah, we can wrap it.
Sure. Thank you so much, and I love this conference. I've been a happy attendee since like 2015 or something. So, yeah, it's great. Awesome. Thank you for your work.
Thank you. Cheers. It's, in large part, thanks to awesome people like you who give these amazing talks. So thank you as well.
Just going to go off camera, I guess.
You are currently the only person in this conference.